time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God, no.
So awkward.
95.1 WAPE.
Anonymous joins us again today. Hello, Anonymous. How are you?
Hi. You didn't say my name, did you?
I mean, not unless your name's Anonymous.
Okay, I'm a little nervous about this whole thing.
No, I get it. I understand.
I don't know if you can help. I need to get this off my chest, and it's like a deep, dark secret, and I thought maybe just telling someone would make me feel better.
Yeah.
So what's your problem?
I really, really do not like my sister's kids. My niece and nephew, I don't like being around them. They're rude and unpleasant and just kind of obnoxious.
I mean,
I love them. They're my niece and nephew, but I don't
It doesn't
like
sound
them.
Like you do, I'll be honest with you.
I mean, I have to love them, so I do, but I don't
right.
like them.
You have to love them, but you don't like them.
No, I don't like being around them. I feel horrible and guilty because, you know, you see other people on Facebook posting about, you know, their niece and nephew, and they're so proud of them and they love them so much and this and that. And I don't feel that way. I don't like being around them. It's like a chore.
Are they like spoiled brats? Are they like,
what? Do they physically assault you? Like,
yeah,
what
do they do?
They just are noisy and they are rude. They have no manners. They just have no manners, and they're loud and obnoxious. And I don't have kids, so I guess I'm supposed to love them extra, like they're mine. But they make me not want to have kids.
Oh my God! Are you not really
all the time with each other? They grab things from each other's hands. They pull each other's hair. They're really obnoxious.
Do you think maybe you're just not a kid person?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I am. A couple of my friends have kids, and I love them. My best friend especially has kids who are amazing. I mean, I'm shopping for my niece and nephew, and I want to give everything to them. And I hang out with them a lot. I mean, because she's my best friend. So
right.
I go to the movies and go shopping and just, like, go to their soccer games and stuff all the time.
Oh, my God.
Wow. But, okay.
But you hate your own sister's kids.
Do you like your?
They're awful.
Do you like your sister?
Yeah. My sister is a good person. Yeah, but her kids, like, I don't know, she's doing something wrong, or I don't know.
Okay, all right, hang on.
Oh my God.
Well, listen, we're so sorry to hear that.
Well, it feels terrible. I mean, I feel better telling you, but it makes me feel like a bad person.
No, I'm sure you're not a bad person. I mean, you may not be the best person in the world, but I'm sure you're not a bad person. Hang on one second, Anonymous. Maybe there's some other people who will feel the same way about your sister's kids. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, when they hear all.
Hang on. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. 340-9595. Hey, Kelsey from Orange Park. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Great. You also hate your niece and nephew?
Well, I don't hate my niece, but I do understand that sometimes they are quite obnoxious, and we have children also, so we, like, kind of avoid them getting together because she's very disrespectful to me and my husband and my children. So I kind of get that, and I don't know, it doesn't make her necessarily a bad person because she doesn't like them. I mean, children are children. You're obligated to love, not like.
Right.
So I definitely understand her. She's not a bad person because it's kind of like an obligation every time we have to see them once a week because they live about 5 minutes away. So
that's the worst.
Oh,
sorry.
A little bit the worst.
Yeah, a little. See, I told you.
Don't laugh at me. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of the worst because we're obligated, you know, because everybody wants a family
right.
together. And I get the whole jealousy with, like, Facebook. Like, I see all these people, like, I love my niece and nephew. And I'm like, I want that for my kids, but your kid is, like, so obnoxious, I can't do it.
No, yeah, you're absolutely, I mean, and here's the thing. My niece, I have two nieces and a nephew that we're really close with, and then two nieces that I don't see that often, but they're all really great kids.
Yeah.
And I assume that my kids are great. I mean, my kids are great all the time. They take after their mother that way. But I see other kids that I know on Facebook. Like, I see their parents posting stuff, and I'm like, you're a kid. You don't even know. And
you
I could,
don't even know.
And I guess, and I always wonder myself, God, what would I do if I was related to a kid like that? I mean,
exactly.
It's also so different though, because you live so far away from your nieces and nephew. Like, you don't have to see them every day. Like, if you lived right next door to them and they, like, are really kind of like hyper kids, I could see how that would get kind of annoying.
No, that's a good point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Wanda, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing great. How you doing?
Great, Wanda. What'd you want to say?
I have two nieces and nephews. that I can't stand. I love them to death, but I can't stand them.
Well, this is like an epidemic, Megan. Who knew?
Why can't you stand them?
They cry. They scream. They get into everything.
Oh.
They don't listen to disrespect. And they're little kids. They're not like teenagers. These are little kids.
Right. Do you have kids?
I have 3 kids of my own.
Oh, okay.
Are they well-behaved?
They have their moments. I have an 18-year-old.
I feel like all kids have their moments.
That is true.
Yeah.
They have their moments. But when these kids get up in the middle of the night and get into everything.
Okay. How old are they?
As long as you know, they're 7, 5, 4, and 2.
Oh, maybe there's just too many of them. I think that's the problem.
Whoa, so many.
And is this your brother's kids or your sister's kids?
They are my great nieces and nephews.
So they're not even really your nieces and nephews.
Yeah, they're my sister's daughter's kids.
Oh, they're like strangers. You don't even have to worry about it. Hey, thanks so much. Those are like, that's like, yeah,
no,
you're not
still
even
family.
I feel like that's a stretch.
No, it depends on how close you are with them.
WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, what'd you want to say?
I think there's just a harsh reality to the fact that you have a different tolerance for your own kids rather than other people's kids.
Yeah, that's true.
I have nieces and nephews, and I have a nephew that I just cannot stand. Like, his voice irritates me. Like, I don't want to be around him at all, period.
But why does his voice irritate you?
Because it's like a whiny voice. Like, when he talks, it's always like, Auntie, can you? It's like that. My son has a whiny voice, but it's different because it's my son.
Right.
You know? And it's like, sometimes I have to tell him, like, hey, can you talk to me like a big boy? But for the most part, like, my nephew is just, like, overly irritating, and he always begs for stuff. So I don't like to be around him. I don't go get them. I don't, you know, I'll spend, like, you know, a couple of dollars for a birthday, but I just don't. And I think if everybody's honest with yourself, like, you just have a different tolerance for
right.
your kids, whether it's your nieces, your nephews, your little cousins. It's just certain kids,
right?
Like, just little things about them, you just don't like it. Like, oh my God, like, why?
Let me ask you a question. Why all these little dudes in your family got whiny voices, you think?
Because they are.
There's the whiny.
Because they are.
Listen, I can say that my son has probably a whiny disposition because he's my first son.
Right.
And I overly love him. And, you know, he's like, Mom, you know, I love you. You know, it's kind of enduring. But at the same time, when it's like beggy, it's like, you know what? I don't even want to talk to you right now.
No, I get it. Hey, thanks so much for calling. That's funny. Caroline from Arlington, how are you?
Hi, doing well. How are you?
Great, Caroline. What do you want to say?
So I agree with what it is she's saying. I know some pretty obnoxious friend kids. I'm definitely one of those sisters who brags about my nephew because I have the coolest nephew in the world.
Of course you.
He makes me not want to have kids, though, because they'll never be as cool as he is. I won't get as cool a kid, and so I'm worried about that.
Yeah.
But some of my friends' kids are, I can't even stand to go over there. So I can understand. It's just the love part. You have to worry about the like part, not so much.
No. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Wow, she doesn't want her own kids because she doesn't think they'll live up to the.
I know.
340-9595.